Hello. Plug Robot here. Chris will be in the Cleveland Comedy Festival next week, Tuesday at Funny Stop for the Roast of Pete. Friday at Playhouse Square for the CCF contest. His full schedule is available at chrisklim.net. Enjoy the show.
Chris Klem's Cavs Cast presents an investigative report. Chris Klem's Cavs Cast Investigations: The Disappearance of Whammer. I'm Donovan Weingart, and this is Chris Klem's Cavs Cast presents The Disappearance of Whammer. As many of you know, the Cavs have a mascot that patrols the sidelines known as Moondog. This lovable canine is often dunking the ball, enjoying handshakes with fans, and generally keeping the crowd going in between timeouts. But what you may not know is that the Cavaliers used to have another mascot. A matter of fact, this mascot was there when it was known as the Gund Arena. And throughout the 90s, he was a fixture at the games dunking a white polar bear clad only in a Cavs jersey known as Whammer. Many people have wanted to know what happened to Whammer. He disappeared as quickly as he appeared. And it has been my journey over the last year trying to track down the whereabouts of Whammer. The following presentation is an investigative report that I exhaustively researched over the last year. I have found Whammer. I know his whereabouts, and at the end of the show, I will have an interview with the mascot himself, Whammer. Our story begins November 9th, 1995, in a game against the Chicago Bulls at the then brand new Gund Arena. Whammer, according to the Cavaliers' official description, was a polar bear mascot who was said to have grown up in the tundra. At halftime, he would often dunk basketballs. And, according to my research, last made an appearance at the Cleveland Cavaliers game in 2011. Whammer was let go in the early 2000s before being replaced with the mascot known as Moondog. Moondog and his representatives declined multiple requests for an interview. Despite being rebuffed by Moondog for an interview, his representatives sent me this statement. Moondog would like to make it very clear that the former mascot of the Cavs is no longer involved with, employed by, or allowed on the premises of the Q or any Cleveland Cavaliers basketball facility. The only white polar bear ever seen in Cleveland was the longtime mascot of the Cavs throughout the 90s. Whammer proved to be a poor floor leader and was never able to inspire the team or fans. In the late 90s, Whammer started missing games and eventually asked to leave his position. In the summer of 2003, just after the Cavaliers signed Moondog to a long-term contract and drafted LeBron James, Whammer made inquiries into the seemingly vacant mascot job. His efforts to regain his position were rebuffed by the Cavaliers, who were looking for a more loyal and trusted floor leader. Whammer officially wore out any welcome at the Q when he appeared alongside the King, the Sacramento Kings mascot, at a game in April 2005. The white polar bear remains unemployed by the Cavaliers despite his stream of annoying letters, calls, and emails asking for his job back. The research I made showed his last appearance was in 2011, so in order to reconcile this, I made a direct contact with the Cavaliers front office, who were able to provide me with the address of the check they sent Whammer for that one-night appearance, and thus began my trail. The address they had given me was a small, multi-level building owned by Ashila Shadowski in Parma. I made my way over there and knocked on the door. The following is my conversation with Sheila Shadowski. Ms. Shadowski, is there any information you can tell me about Whammer?
Whammer? I haven't seen Whammer in like 4 months.
I'm just trying to find out where he could possibly be.
I've seen him 4 months ago. He was living in my residence right below downstairs. He'd come in the middle of the night. He never took his damn sunglasses off. And he used to play pump-up music and just dance around in his apartment at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then finally, I went down to get the rent, and he wasn't there. I got 4 rent checks that have all bounced. I don't know where he is. I can't find him. If you can find him, tell him Sheila Shadowski's looking for him, because I need to cash some freaking checks. Mama needs her scratch-offs. Stupid freaking bear.
What appeared to be a cold end to my trail was soon reignited when, walking along the street, a bum came up to me.
You looking for that border bear that used to live in that building over there? He used to spend all his time down there at Northfield Park, that racetrack. You should go check that place out. He was there all the time.
Northfield Park. That was a horse race track known for its slogan, America Races Here. I had to head over there to see if I could find anyone that had seen Whammer in the last 5 years. As I entered Northfield Park, I was directed to the bar where a man named Sam Bedivere had been tending bar for over 10 years. I used this opportunity to talk to him and ask him if he had seen Whammer.
They are off.
I seen Whammer. That was the polar bear that used to come in here quite a bit. He had quite a love for the ponies, and he loved drinking just as much. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw him, he gave me a big tip, and he said, "Sammy, I gotta get out of town. There's a lot of heat with my ex-wife and my child support." And I said, "Calm down, Whammer. You're having a good old time here. This is for good stuff, not for bad stuff."
I see. So he was running away from problems with his ex-wife.
Well, I didn't say that. I said, this is for good times. Now, I didn't want to talk to him about those type of things, because that's not what I did. I'm a bartender at a racetrack. If I talk to people about their sad stories, I would never leave. You should look her up. I know she was legally named Whammer for a while. That's his legal name. So you should be able to find her in the phone book.
I didn't have the heart to tell this man that phone books were somewhat obsolete for a modern investigative journalist, but I thanked him for his help, and I moved along. I scoured the internet looking for Mrs. Whammer or any sort of marriage records, and I was able to find it. According to the records, they were married May 17, 2002, by a Cuyahoga County Justice of the Peace. This marriage was dissolved only 5 short years ago. I knew she may have clues on the whereabouts of Whammer. Now, Mrs. Whammer, is there anything you can tell me about the whereabouts of your ex-husband? I've been searching quite a bit for him the last 4 months.
It's Mrs. Cece now. I've been married to Sir Cece for the past 2 years, and you know what? He treats me like a queen. As far as Whammer goes, I have no idea where that lowlife is. He left me and my poor little cubs all alone. Cece's taking care of us now. You know, I should have listened to my girls before. You know, I was a Cavaliers girl in like 99, and they all told me don't mix with Whammer. He's a lowlife. He's a jerk. He's gonna break your heart. And I didn't listen. I thought, oh, he's so cute. Look at those giant bear paws. And I just fell in love. And you know what? He's a dick. I want nothing to do with him. And you know what? If you see Whammer, you need to tell him he is 8 months behind on his child support payments. He will not see his children unless he gives me that money. Sir Cece is the father that Whammer never was and never will be. He will never see his children again. That guy is such an ass. He's put me through so much. There's a lot more to being a dad than knocking me up and leaving. He'll never see his cubs. You know, they may have some of his DNA, but that's it. I've raised them. Sir Cece is now helping me raise them. They are going to learn after him. He is more of a role model than Whammer ever was. And just for the record, they don't say men are hung like polar bears. I mean, he didn't even have to wear shorts. These Cece's hide in his sword and his pants.
Now that I had figured out that Whammer had ample reason to leave town and disappear so suddenly, I had to only figure out where he could be. Unfortunately, the trail went cold there until I received an anonymous tip.
Hey man, it's Ben Roethlisberger. I'm a big fan of your work, especially the fact you found out Michael Vick did all that stuff to them dogs and got all that heat off me for my bathroom behavior. I appreciate that, bro. So I heard you looking for this mascot guy, Whammer, the other week. I was at a Pittsburgh Phantoms ABA game, and I mean, I swear I saw this weird old yellow polar bear looking dude doing the mascot stuff for them. So maybe check that out, man. It's the Pittsburgh Phantoms. They're playing the ABA, and I'm into their game. And, you know, I seen a polar bear there, no doubt, man. So go Steelers, and talk to you later, bro.
This voicemail from Ben Roethlisberger might have been the clue I needed. I decided to go check out the Pittsburgh Phantoms ABA game under the guise of a scout for the MBDL. I told them I was there to watch Brendan Easley play, and they gave me a courtside seat. About 6 minutes into this tense ABA game, there was a timeout, and I noticed what appeared to be a scraggly, dirty polar bear walk out onto the court and proceed to dunk basketballs for the whole 2.5 minutes of this timeout. The following recording was made by my assistant shortly thereafter.
Excuse me. Whammer, are you Whammer? Excuse me, come. Please, we need to talk. Whammer, please, we need to talk. Please, Whammer, I know it's you. I've been looking for you.
After enjoying a nightcap, we left a restaurant and turned the corner. There, peeing in an alley, was a polar bear. He had no place to turn, and we confronted him. We were able to procure an interview with Whammer. The following is my conversation with Whammer. Whammer, my name is Donovan Weingart from Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I've been conducting exhaustively an investigation looking for your whereabouts because you disappeared quite suddenly. I have to ask you, and I will be blunt and straight to the point. Why did you leave, Whammer? Are you referring to Moondog, Whammer? He seems to have a general distaste of you. Whammer, is there anything you would like to say to your fans after all these years? Whammer is not in a better place. And in fact, it's sad to see what happens to these celebrities that we chew up and spit out. And while his tale is ultimately a sad one, we should never forget Whammer's place as a true pioneer and trailblazer of Cleveland mascots. In fact, unlike his contemporaries such as Slider, Whammer only lives on in our hearts and minds, in the fans at Pittsburgh Phantoms ABA games. But he still deserves our respect. For Chris Clem's CavsCast Investigations, I'm Donovan Weingart.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.